Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello everyone and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 15, Number 3. In the last edition of Clinical Review, the title of my topic was Exercise, Cognitive Function, and Energy. If you want to get close to your true essence, try running fast up a steep hill or squatting with a barbell until your thighs and lungs burn like fire. Only then will you know what it's like to be alive. Remember, if you live soft, you'll certainly die hard. Exercise is beneficial to every cell in the body, and new research has now confirmed that even the health and state of the microbiome that we all host benefits greatly from movement, physical activity, and controlled exercise. But exercise is not just important for our bodies. It's also important for our minds. If you want to rebuild, regenerate, and restore your brain at any age, start dancing. Start running, weightlifting, swimming, cycling. Play your favorite sport. Our butt is the new brain. Get it in gear and nature will create through neurogenesis new neurons and an entire substratum of neural pathways, tracks, and connections. Of course, it gets even better, as life always does, when exercise is combined with optimum nutrition. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is PSN number 31, Recipe for Health. Recipe for Health is the title of my first book in the Corey Hawley series, and it's included in the PSN education program. I actually got the idea for the word recipe in the title from the designation RX, which historically in conventional medicine denotes prescription. That's what RX actually means. Recipe for Health is my prescription then for health, and so I came up with 10 ingredients in the recipe that I believe and know are necessary to understand and apply in order to obtain and maintain optimum health. Once you get it, you're going to maintain it. These 10 variables or recipe ingredients include the following: clean air, pure water, fresh juice, whole foods, natural light, physical exercise, personal hygiene, periodic cleansing, adequate rest and sleep, and number 10, nutritional supplements. These are the 10 basic steps that I live and walk by because they represent the logic of healthcare as defined by nature. They also parallel the wisdom of preventive medicine, which teaches that compliance to these principles will compress morbidity and provide a functional state free of pain and degeneration. This is my recipe for health. Now, for the rest of the time remaining on this clinical review, I want to analyze one of my favorite quotes from Hippocrates because it ties in so beautifully with my recipe for health philosophy. So who was this man called Hippocrates? Hippocrates was born in 460 BC on the island of Kos in Greece and died in 375 BC. He lived during Greece's classical period and is traditionally regarded as the father of medicine. It is known that while Hippocrates was alive, he was admired as a physician and teacher. His younger contemporary, Plato, referred to him twice. Meno, a pupil of Aristotle, specifically stated in his History of Medicine the views of Hippocrates on the causation of diseases, namely, that undigested residues were produced by unsuitable diet and that these residues excreted vapors, which passed into the body generally and produced diseases. Throughout his life, Hippocrates traveled widely in Greece and Asia Minor, practicing his art and teaching his pupils, as well as teaching at the medical school at Kos quite frequently. About 60 medical writings have survived that bear his name, most of which were not written by him. The virtues of the Hippocratic writings are many, and although they are of varying lengths and literary quality, they are all simple and direct, earnest in their desire to help, and lacking in technical jargon and elaborate argument. So here's the quote from Hippocrates I alluded to previously. Positive health requires a knowledge of man's primary constitution and of the power of various foods, both those natural and those resulting from human skill. But eating alone is not enough for health. There must be exercise, of which the effects must likewise be known. If there is any deficiency in food or exercise, the body will fall sick. Now, this quote is wonderful and loaded with depth and insight and literary magnitude. For example, this is part of his quote, "Positive health requires a knowledge of man's primary constitution." Now, this statement relates to our knowledge of structure, form, anatomy, and morphology. Without this knowledge of our constitution, meaning what we're made of and how we function, especially today in the 21st century, you simply can't enjoy positive health. And of the power of various foods, he continues. Okay, the power of food. Now, doesn't organic, whole, real food have a power of its own to heal, to restore, and to regenerate? Of course it does. And then he goes on, both those natural and those resulting from human skill. And there you have it. Hippocrates spells out the difference between foods that come directly off the vine, from the soil, or from the hunt, or from the streams and lakes, as in natural, whole, plant, and animal food, and those resulting from human skill. He's talking here about what we today would call dietary supplements or natural health products. And this quote was written like 2,400 years ago. In fact, it was Aristotle who called Hippocrates the great physician. They were actually both alive at the same time, although Hippocrates was born before Aristotle. This is one of the many reasons I know that whey protein isolate, ribose, creatine, glutamine, CoQ10, and alpha-lipoic acid have such astronomical value. They all tie in beautifully with what the great physician himself said, considered by many as one of the most outstanding figures in the history of medicine. In fact, the oath of medicine is named after Hippocrates, the oath of Hippocrates that all physicians swear to and promise to obey. Do no harm. And wouldn't it be nice if most physicians today actually kept this promise? If they did, there would be far less people dying from chemotherapy and radiation, and also death caused directly from taking prescribed drugs as advised. Now, continuing to look at the quote, Hippocrates goes on to say, quote, "But eating alone is not enough for health. There must be exercise, of which the effects must likewise be known," end quote. So there it is, plain as day. He states there must be exercise, and that's how and why I came up with my own personal quote. Exercise is not an option. Now, Hippocrates is saying there must be, meaning there is no option. It means you must exercise. I find it interesting how so many nutrition people today disregard this part of the equation, but here's the quote again. Quote, "There must be exercise of which the effects must likewise be known," end quote. Not only do we all need to exercise, but we all need to understand what effect exercise has on our form, our structure, our physiology, and our biochemistry. Remember, to know is to do. There's so much depth to this quote, it's mind-boggling. It covers every element of what health actually is and what it takes to be well. It also lines up completely with what we have recently learned about food and the science of nutritional genomics, that food absolutely influences the expression of genes, and things like transcription and translation and protein synthesis in the cell. I mean, don't underestimate the power of food. He didn't, neither should we. Finally, Hippocrates, the man himself, concludes the quote by saying, quote, "If there is any deficiency in food or exercise, the body will fall sick," end quote. I mean, how clear do you need to be? And this is why I like this quote so much, because Hippocrates tells it like it is. He tells us what we need to do to be well, and if we don't do what we need to do, we all get sick. It's an outcome that is inevitable, and it's unavoidable. You either do it and benefit, or you don't do it and suffer. It's a choice. But if we do what needs to be done, we'll all stay well. We'll enjoy not only a long life, but a functional long life filled with good health. Now, that's what I call wellness. Now, my own quote on health is as follows. Quote, "Health is a state of complete spiritual, metaphysical, emotional, mental, physical, sexual, financial, and social well-being. It is an optimum state of balance and quality. Optimum health provides us with the insight necessary to define our goals and the motivation required to achieve them. End quote. If you don't have any goals, you're not really well. Everyone needs a goal and a vision, and you have to draw it from inside of yourself. You have to see something with your own inner eye and work towards it, and also know that the motivation to achieve that goal is sustained by your attitude, personal enthusiasm, and mental state. In other words, it's all about you. You will realize, my friends, that eventually you'll get this. It's always been about you. It always was about you. And it is about you from the moment you're born until the day you terminate. Everything is about you, because without you, there ain't nothing to perceive, to feel, to experience. It's all about you. That's where your world, your existence starts. So wellness is the ability to define our goals and includes the energy and motivation required to move towards them. When we are truly well, we are able to adapt to change and stress without significant damage. We're all going to go through the fire of life, but when, not if you go through the fire, but when, because you're going to go through it. It's not if, it's when you go through it. Is that experience going to burn you up, or are you going to survive and continue to thrive? Are you able to get back on the horse and continue riding on towards the sunset? Have you got what it takes to get through the tough times? How strong are you mentally and emotionally? How tough is your mental fiber? Can you adapt to stress and change? This is the absolute value and great benefit of controlled exercise. It makes you tough. This is why Aristotle and Plato and Socrates all agreed on this one topic, that exercise, they called it gymnastics, or building yourself up from the dirt, was critical and absolutely essential to develop the toughness and the discipline that a human being needs to get through life. Because all of the challenges that you're faced with when you're working out and trying to achieve your goal in whatever sport it might be, you know, it forces you to come towards yourself, and then from inside out, you propel yourself forward based on the derived knowledge from the outside world of what's going on and how to do it. How do I run faster? How do I throw the shot put farther? How do I do all of this? You see, the need or the desire, the want, the motivation to do it is essential, critical. But do you know how to do it? And how do you find out how to do it better? Well, you watch, you observe, you listen, you talk, you read, you study, and you practice, and you practice, and you practice to become better, not just as an athlete, but as a human being. So let's remember that there's nothing more reliable in this world than change itself. It is perhaps the greatest of all known constants in the universe. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from American author and humorist Mark Twain. The only way to keep your health is to eat what you don't want, drink what you don't like, and do what you'd rather not.